It's easy to find a doctor in the emergency room, but how many times can you find an author? I sat down with Dr. Keith Hummel from Bath Community Hospital to talk about his upcoming project and what inspired him to write. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Keith Hummel. In addition to his medical career, he was a Navy flight surgeon. He was a rally co-driver. But the reason we're talking today is he is the author of an upcoming book, Immortal Red. Dr. Hummel, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
In between seeing patients and being a full-time ER physician, how do you even find time to write?
You take the time, and sometimes between patients, I do actually make notes, you know, 5 or 6 interchanges in the 20 minutes or so I would have between patients.
Has writing always been a part of your life?
It has. I've always been someone who liked to write. Actually was a double major in English and history when I was an undergraduate, and started a graduate degree, and then decided to go to medical school because I wanted to fly jets and I had bad vision. Someone from the Navy told me, you know, if you were a flight surgeon, the U.S. Navy teaches its flight surgeons to fly all the way through solo in a jet. We send you through all the hand-to-hand and the combat training and the meteorological training, the survival schools and everything. So think about that. That was one of the things that got me through the really bad times in medical school and residency, is that I knew that eventually, if the Navy took me when I finished, I would be a flight surgeon. And so it worked out that way, and that's how I got to be into the flight surgery.
Did the interest in rally cars, did that come from sort of an adrenaline rush?
Well, I've always liked cars. My very first car when I was a kid was a Triumph TR4 that had rust holes you could crawl in and out of. I always liked rally driving. Did some training at a school that was up in New Hampshire with my son-in-law. And my son-in-law is a deputy, and he really wanted to be the one who did the driving. And so I said, okay, I'll be the co-driver. You just drive flat out and pretend that I know what I'm doing. So that's what we did. We did that for a couple of years, and it was a lot of fun.
Your upcoming book titled Immortal Red, now I read this description, sort of a combination of Michael Crichton meets Dean Koontz and Graham Greene. That's very high praise.
The book is basically a science thriller. It's also written to be what's called a literary thriller, which is kind of a rare animal. It tries to be both a page-turner and a book that is developed by characters. In other words, the characters drive the story rather than just the plot driving the story. So the theme for this is immortal life and eternal youth. Would you want it? How would you handle it? You know, is 70 enough, or do you want to keep going? Would you kill for it to get it? And that's kind of what happens. In this book, in the beginning, we have a marine biologist who is snorkeling off the coast of Cape Fear, North Carolina, and she discovers a jellyfish, Turritopsis dorni, which is very real. Dime-sized jellyfish with a bright red stomach. And when this jellyfish is traumatized to the point of death, or if it reaches old age, it triggers the release of a hormone. It then undergoes a process called transdifferentiation, where it takes good cells, turns them in to replace the bad cells that are dying, and makes itself young again. Interestingly, it makes itself very healthy, perfect, but mature. So the characters who are exposed to this and the ones that it works on, they become essentially the equivalent of 33 years old again and healthy. So I found this jellyfish totally by accident, just doing some research on the internet, and wondered if it could be built into a story. One of my protagonists is basically a CIA assassin, and he is tasked with eliminating a scientist's daughter who's on the run with these cliff notes for immortality from her mother, but he finds that he falls for her. Overlaying this is a 62-year-old Native American ex-Marine cafe owner who is the last living Cape Fear Indian. The only problem is that the last Cape Fear Indians died 200 years ago. I won't spoil any more of it for you.
I know that you blog and you've written, so how can listeners find you?
The book is in pre-orders right now. Publisher is inkshares.com. Or if just go to Google and you put in Inkshares Immortal Red.
Dr. Hummel, thank you for taking time out of your day.
Thank you very much for talking to me. I love to talk, love to teach.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.